Our scripture comes from 2 Timothy 1, verse 9, the New Living Translation. 2 Timothy 1, 9. I'm going to give you a second because I'm normally down there thumbing through trying to get to it.
All right.
Got it? Amen. Okay. 2 Timothy 1, verse 9. For God saved us and called us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserve it, but because this was his plan before the beginning of time. This was his plan before the beginning of time to show us his grace through his son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For God, he saved us not because of anything we did. It was God's plan from before you knew you that you would be saved. Today, our sermon title is By Grace Alone. Grace. We're going to talk about grace today. And we often define grace as unmerited favor, but grace is more than just a theological definition. Grace is the active living power of God showing up when our own strength runs out. If you can relate to that, just clap your hand. When your strength runs out, grace shows up in the name of Jesus. When we face seasons of minimal provision, deep grief, overwhelming anxiety, or massive transitions where things are just changing and changing in our lives, we discover that grace is not just a concept. Grace is a lifeline. It is a lifeline. Paul said that his life is worth nothing to him unless he uses it to finish the work assigned to him by the Lord Jesus Christ, the work of telling others of the good news about the wonderful grace of God. I'm going to share three truths about the word of grace with you today. Truth number one, God recommends us when we are undeserving. When we are undeserving, God recommends us. God does not bless us on our performance. If that were true, we'd have a bunch of performers running around church. Don't judge. There's nothing that you can do to have God bless you any more or any less than he's already blessing you now. If the Lord blessed us based on our own performance, as I said, we'd have a bunch of performers running around the church, and the authenticity that we claim to have at Living Faith would be no more. We'd be running around here showing off, doing what? We'd be a bunch of braggers and attention getters. The Lord knew the plans that he had for you when you were just doing you. He knew the plans that he had for you when the decision that you made was not made to glorify him. It was made for your own selfish desires. He knew the plans that he had even way back when King David sent Bathsheba's husband off to war. He knew the plans he had for him. He sent him off to war, hoping or planning to kill him. But God's plan for King David was much, much more. It was much, much more. It was not just to bring him to his knees in repentance. It was not just for him to write some of the most beautiful psalms we ever heard. God's plan for David was to be the lifeline for his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. So we can fall off of our game, but God never falls off of his game. The Lord had a plan even before you knew you, before you knew you. Your life and all of its crooks were known to God. And by crooks, I mean those things that come up and we don't plan for. God saved us not because we deserve it. So let that sink in. He did not save us because we deserve it, but because it was his plan before the beginning of time. The Lord planned to save us the day he revealed himself to us. A lot of us say, on this day, I gave my life to the Lord and I knew him. No, God knew the day you would be saved before you were even born. So the day you were saved was the day God revealed himself to you. He snatched you out of darkness and pulled you into this life of light. And some of us are still scratching our heads wondering how we made it over. Because when he pulled you out of the darkness, you were waddling in stuff you shouldn't have been waddling in. But he reached down and he pulled you out of it. And he pulled you into his marvelous light. The Lord had a plan for you. He has a plan for you. Grace recommended you to God. Grace. It was grace. Some of you are still scratching your head, like I said. And grace tells us that no power in the sky above or the earth below, nothing in all creation would ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in his precious Son, Christ Jesus. So God has already singled you out. He's already singled you out. Imagine you just sitting here. It's just you. He singled you out. If you're here and you don't know God, just keep coming. Keep knocking. Keep seeking the Lord because he knows who you are. He looks beyond your flaws and struggles and says, I stand with you anyway. You can never get ready. If you're saying, well, once I get my life right, I'll go serve the Lord, you can never get ready. You have to come as you are. Come to the Lord as you are. And it's only grace that keeps us in God's favor. Amen. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9 reads, God saved us by his grace when we believed. So you can't take credit for this. Grace is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward. For the good things we have done, it recommends us, faith recommends us when we are undeserving. I don't know about any of you, but have you ever just touched rock bottom? Have you ever just felt down, didn't want to get out of bed? You're at your lowest of lows, and you're not one to share your awkward, bad moments with people. You just want to sulk in it all by yourself. Well, let me tell you this. Truth number two, grace sustains us when we are at our lowest of lows. When you're at your lowest of lows, grace sustains you. When your hands are empty, God's hands are open. Your hands are empty. Ain't nothing falling out of here. God's hands are open. True reliance on God begins when our own ability to provide fails. when we experience a period of minimum provision. Minimum provision by our own hands. I don't care how much you're working, those bills aren't getting paid. I don't care how much you're giving, people are always taken. So when we cannot sustain ourselves, grace comes in and lifts up our heads. The Lord is good. God is good. Sometimes the bills are due. You're feeling blue. We learn that God's grace opens doors. Grace pushes you out of bed when you don't have the emotional or physical strength to get up. I don't know if anybody's ever been there. Have you ever been there? He gets you up out of bed when you don't have the strength. It's grace that pulls you up when you're contemplating suicide, and all of a sudden there's a ray of hope that shines in on you. And all it takes is a ray of hope. We are children of God, and we should be able to go to each other when we're feeling down and out.
That's right.
There may be someone in here today who was contemplating suicide, even yesterday. Mm-hmm. Remember, grace throws you a lifeline. Grace is the hope.
Thank you, Lord.
When Paul asked the Lord to remove the thorn from his side, the Lord responded, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness." For me, I'm like, "Lord, can you give me a little bit more? I know I got your grace, but I need a little bit more." But let me tell you, God's grace is all we need. God's power works best in our weakness. So what did the Lord mean? Does it mean that we should just take what we get and appreciate it? Of course not. For the grieving, for the anxious, for the broken, God's grace whispers, "You are not alone. I see you." God loves us. He cares. His grace comforts, reassures, opens, and closes doors that we cannot see. And in case that went over some of your heads, the Lord wants an empty cup.
Yeah.
The Lord wants you to be empty. He doesn't want you to put half and then he come along and put the other half. God wants to totally fill you up. His provisions are there and he can do it again and again. He wants there to be no doubt that he brought you out of that situation. So it has to be all of him. He fills your cup so that your cup runs over. We fill our cup and keep filling and filling, as you can tell, as we keep buying and buying and seeking, and it's never full. But when the Lord fills your cup, he fills it up, and we fill it running over. Don't make life harder than what it needs to be. God's yoke is easy and his burdens are light. You got to know that God causes everything to work together. Y'all know it. For the good of those who loves him and who are called according to his purpose. So if he planned for you from the beginning of time, if he had a plan for you from the beginning of time, your life has a purpose. Your life has a purpose. And it's not for you to fail. So if any of y'all in here afraid about failing, it's not for you to fail, but you need to allow God to fill your cup. God recently allowed me to experience new levels of his grace. You know, we pray for grace, we pray for peace, but we never know what cost it comes at. For the first time in my life, I went through a period of minimum provision by my own hands. That means I was one of those working and working and my cup just wasn't full. My cup was not full. I was working and working and giving my whole life to it, and it would never be full. I had to rely on the grace of God. And we know it's unmerited favor, but grace is when God shows us his unconditional love, power, will, and might. He singles us out. He singles us out and tells us that we are not alone. Yes. He tells us that I stand with you in your grief. I stand with you in your struggles. I stand with you in your legal battles. The Lord stands with you, but you're so busy trying to fill your cup that you don't even notice that he's there with you. He's still there. Let me tell you how I know God's grace is sufficient. In 2016, I signed divorce papers. In 2018, I lost my first sibling. In 2019, I lost my dad. In 2020, my oldest brother died. In 2021, I was diagnosed with cancer. In 2025, I lost another sibling. And my sister, who is my rock, was diagnosed with breast cancer. But through it all, the Lord assured me that his grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. Thank you, Lord. Many people tell me, you don't look like what you're going through. I don't need to look like what I'm going through. You don't look like what you're going through. God's grace is sufficient. He was the rock of my salvation, even now as I go through. God's grace is sufficient.
Thank you, Lord.
What is grace, and why is it? Why is grace enough? It's not a new car when I need to get to work. It's not money when my bills are due. Grace is a shield of protection that keeps you on the path that the Lord has set for you. Remember, way back from the beginning of time, it keeps you on that path, even if the task seems way too big. Truth number three, grace empowers us when the task is monumental. God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called through his grace. Let me say it again. God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called through his grace. God's grace is the ultimate terminator when it comes to spiritual warfare. Grace always wins. I know someone was telling me yesterday they're on a fantasy football league. You bank on grace, you are always going to win. If you are challenged with a task that seems too big for you to conquer, grace is sufficient. It was grace that brought Gideon through when he was faced with 135 soldiers, 135,000 soldiers coming after his little 300. But what happened to Gideon? Gideon conquered that army. Gideon won, and it wasn't Gideon alone, it was God's grace. Grace was with Joshua when Moses turned over the reins to him. Joshua, yeah, he was his protege, but how many of you know when you step into that position, you're like, now what do I do? It was grace that allowed Joshua to lead the nation of Israel into the promised land. When anxiety tells you that giving up is the only way out, grace steps in to fight the battle for you. Grace gives you the power to stand, to lead, and to conquer. The Lord said to Joshua, "This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And wherever you go is wherever you go. You don't have to tell us where you be going, but the Lord God is with you wherever you go. When anxiety tells you that giving up is the only way, grace gives you the power to stand. When anxiety tells you that giving up is the only way, grace gives you the power to stand, lead, and conquer. The Lord said, this to Joshua, and I'm rereading my notes. Wherever you go means wherever you go, the Lord is with you. He will not leave you or forsake you or allow you to fail. It is by grace that we stand today. Grace recommends us when we are undeserving. Grace sustains us when we are at our lowest point. Grace empowers us when the task just seems monumental. God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called through his grace. May the Lord be with your spirit, and may his grace be with you all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Don. I needed that. Sometimes we get on this path and we get lost. What that message just reminded me of is that even when we get lost, grace is still amazing. You can't outwork grace. You can't beat grace at its own game. See, grace is bigger than you. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than anything I can think of. And I'm pretty good at thinking of things. Grace is offering you an opportunity right now. Grace is reaching out and says, if you don't know my Lord and Savior, grace says, come unto me. This is an opportunity for those who do not know the Lord our Savior for yourself. Grandma told you about him. Papa, he told you about him. But secondhand grace don't matter. You need to know the Lord for yourself. Is there one this morning? Should that be your choice this morning, one of these fine ladies or gentlemen will escort you to room number one. All you have to do is just raise your hand. If I could do it for you, knowing the value of having a relationship with God, I would. The fact is, it's up to you. Confess the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. You don't have to jump through hoops or swim the Olympic pool. Confess your love for Jesus. Will there be one this morning?